Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, a very exciting night here in the studio, because a sure sign of summertime is when Theater by the Sea rolls into our studio to talk about the new season. Bill Haney is here. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you here. And Kevin Hill is here. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Mike.
And we have a surprise guest we're going to save for the second segment. We'll give a little tease to the audience for that. But right now, I just want to find out about, was a long winter. A lot of people have been waiting for the new season and some changes at the wonderful Theater by the Sea. Bill, tell us what's new.
Well, we're just coming off of last year's season, which I have to say, again, I seem to be coming a broken record to tell you that we've been breaking records. We did it again last year. Every year, knock on wood, the theater does better and better and better. And this year is already off to a great start because sales were already ahead of last year at the same time. Not by three tickets, by a lot.
By a lot. That's great. That's big news.
And it is big news.
Because last year was just a great season. There were some wonderful shows, and every time I was there, the place was packed, as usual. Hard to find a seat.
It's true, and then we want to just keep it going that way, because we can't seem to extend the summer, so we'll just keep doing better shows and raise the prices.
All right. Well, I, you know, actually, people don't mind that. I've found out.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I found that's true. They're willing to pay for a good product.
And when you think about it, it's still pretty affordable with theater today going, I don't know what PPAC is charging, but they're all in the $100 ranges, and you go to Broadway and forget it. I think this year we're still in the 60s.
We have season tickets to the Red Sox here at our station, and a box seat at the Red Sox is $100.
Wow.
So you can go to a Red Sox game.
Wow.
You can go to your production cheaper than a regular old, everyday, run-of-the-mill Red Sox
game. And we're by the ocean.
And you're by the ocean. All right. And I'm very anxious about this next subject. Last year was great. But you have a major, major new improvement.
We're going to get right to the big thing.
Let's get to the big thing.
This is interesting. After owning this theater for 10 years, being there 10 summers practically, and just kind of watching how things evolve and kind of listening to people and watching people, I have finally figured out maybe we should do something about cooling that place down.
There you go.
So after really a lot of time in kind of researching how you would actually cool down a barn, mm-hmm. when literally, as you know, when
no
you
insulation.
When you none, you look yeah. and you see things and you can see outside from
sure,
inside.
Yeah.
But we did figure out a way. So in 83 years, we are finally, for the first time, going to air condition Theater by the Sea. And what was very important to me was, because this is what I remember when I used to go there as a younger person, that it's the ambiance that is really, I think it's the draw why people go
sure.
there. It's just because where it is and what it is. We hopefully put on a couple of good shows to go along with that night out. But I think that, you know, the more comfortable we can make people, the better, especially those matinee days when it's literally 100 degrees outside, humid. I've got 500 people, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But not to lose the charm, because all I remember, as long as I've been going there, is on those beautiful, cool, nice summer evenings where the doors are open, you can hear the ocean in the background, and the crickets out there, and just the summer breeze comes in. And the shows on the stage, that is, you can't reproduce that anywhere. And I've been to a lot of theaters.
Absolutely.
So by doing this, we carefully went through and figured out how we can, it'll never be 69 degrees in there. It's not possible when it's 100 outside. But we will take out of the air most of the humidity and bring in just a kind of a coolness that will make you comfortable.
Right.
As comfortable
right.
as you could be. And when we don't need this, it will not be turned on, because I want those doors open and all those things I just described happening. So
you want the tradition,
absolutely,
right, of what's going on there.
I don't sing, but absolutely. So basically, this is an experiment, and it's cost us a bloody fortune.
I've been digging the trenches.
Digging the trenches. I saw a picture yesterday of the trenches, because we obviously, but you can't just put an air conditioner in a window, of course.
Right.
We had to figure out where all these things go, and all the stuff that goes along with the calculations. And now, does the data have enough power? And it didn't. So we had to put increased power. We put in 600 amps of power to bring in to the building, which comes from the back of the building, which means there's a big, it's a pretty wide trench out there.
Yes.
That's to hold all the conduit that brings it from point A to point B. And we're busy wiring it right now as we speak, and all the units should go in probably in about 2 weeks. I have two thoughts on, do we paint these things that you'll see inside, or do we don't let everybody see that we have it, you know? So it may not be painted the first year, depends upon how it looks. But I'm excited. This is really something that people can't believe that we're actually even going to do.
Right.
And hopefully when I come back in July and talk to you, that we did it and it actually works.
Well, I'm sure it will. I have all the confidence in the world.
And, well, if it doesn't, it wasn't me.
3 weeks from now, roughly, when you open up, everything will be rosy. And
yes.
It'll
well, that's one thing about this. And then if you go over there right now, all the stuff, all the plants are starting to pop. It's starting to look really, really ready to go. And that's my favorite time of the year, saying, okay, we're about to happen.
Well, we have lots of things to talk about, but let's get to a piece of music. And Kevin, the new season is going to be Buddy Holly Story starting off, and then West Side Story, The Wizard of Oz, and Sister Act, a dynamite blockbuster season you've got.
It's
planned.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty We're amazing. Excited. Let's just start with a song from Buddy Holly, and then we'll come back and talk some more about it. Tell us which one we want to go with. You want to do That'll Be the Day That I Die?
Sure, that All sounds right. good.
Here we go.
Stop it. Stop it now, sir. You listen to some real music. The music millions of boppers want to hear. All right, boys. Let's rock and roll it.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You send me down today. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You give me all your love and you put to bed and love it. Your hugs and kisses and your money to the hell. You know you love me, baby. So will you tell me, maybe that someday, well, I'll be good. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna be, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
Anybody that's over 45 or 50 probably recognizes that song, and lots of other songs that are going to be coming from the Buddy Holly Story. Tell us a little bit about it, Kevin.
Well, it basically follows the journey of Buddy Holly and his start from his career, basically the start of his career all the way through the tragic plane crash, but okay. we don't actually see that.
You
part.
Don't actually see the plane down.
No, that costs a few dollars to
That'll
produce
be
that
missed
part.
Second when we do that. But yeah, it's a great musical. People are going to love it. They're going to jump up on their feet. It's wonderful music. We have an amazing director, choreographer.
Yep.
Broadway director, choreographer, Mr. Richard Sabellico, coming to work on this piece. And I think you've worked with him.
I have. Yes. Boy, I was going to give him a little jab, but I won't do that now. I was going to say he's still working.
I know.
He's still alive.
Don't tell him I said
he
that.
He actually did Annie a couple years ago for me. It was the first season we came.
Yeah. That was the one with I remember seeing him
with all the Annies. All the Annies. Had four of them.
Four Annies. That's right. But I think the Buddy Holly story will probably be a little easier than Annie. But now, is this a review like?
Well, no, it's actually a book musical. So there's
it is. Okay.
It takes him through his life and the start of his career and how he got started and how he met his wife and
Go to the Apollo Theater location.
So not like All Night Strut, for example. So this is the whole thing. All right, let's get to another song, and here's another famous one, Chantilly Lace.
Spare a thought to that, folks, for Buddy, who's out there in the freezing cold, turned to Midwest with a winter dance party. With Buddy on the tour are the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. Well, I bet you folks that despite the weather, Buddy, Richie, and the Big Bopper will have 'em rocking in the aisles tonight at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-haired goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Tell a lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Lord, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-haired goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Make the world go round, round, round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-haired goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Now, just a minute, fellas. We gotta do this thing here just one more time in case there's any of you ladies out there. Go, here we go. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Lord, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that made me act so funny. Spend my money, feel real loose like a long-haired goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Well, there you go, the Big Bopper and Chantilly Lace. And if people are interested, and I'm sure they are, they want to get tickets well in advance. If they haven't done so already, Kevin, there's lots of ways they can do that. They can go to the box office, right?
They can go see Vinny.
They can go see Vinny at the box office. Yeah. Hey, Vinny, how you doing? All
right. Or they could go to theaterbythesea.com, our website, or they could call 401-782-TKTS. Or 8587.
Now here we are, the second week of May, and the box office is actually open already? People can go there?
Well, our opening day is Sunday, May 1st.
Oh, well, that was last week, so we're good.
No. Yeah.
So people cut that part out. No, we're not cutting anything. This is so the people know who you are.
Yes.
All right, so people can walk.
And it was
right
a grand day at the box office.
It was a grand day. All right, second show up. Buddy Holly opens what day?
June 1st,
okay. And then the next show in line is
West Side Story.
All right.
Yeah, one of we my open favorites. June 22nd.
June 22nd. And West Side Story, what song would be better to finish off this segment than the most beautiful sound I ever heard?
Maria.
Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria, 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 Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud, and there's music playing. Say it soft, and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. Like praying, Maria, I'll never stop saying, Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Bill from Theater by the Sea. And Bill, I teased in the first segment, said we had a special guest, and I'm going to let you introduce someone else that you brought along that I've known for a while now, but hasn't made a lot of appearances here in our studio.
I don't think any. It's her debut. This is Karen Nassabeni. She's in charge of our corporate and community relations, which is basically to keep us involved in the community, because it is a community theater, not community theater shows, but really it's part of the thread of the entire, and I don't just mean South County, as you know, we draw from pretty far away.
Absolutely.
And Karen goes out to all these different organizations, mostly the chambers of commerce and the big corporate leaders to, number one, get ads in our books, as well as doing sponsorships and really engaging us in the community. And Karen, tell them more about what you do.
I'm glad you are nodding, Karen, and saying, yes, I do do that, versus, am I supposed to do
one,
that?
One of the many hats, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful community. I wish I could be down here more often. I actually am the general manager of Bill's Other Theater up in Massachusetts, North Shore Music Theater. So my time is limited, but I am happy to have made some really great friends down here very quickly. And it's a wonderful, welcoming community, both with the Providence Warwick CVB and the South County Chamber of Commerce, Charlestown, Newport. We belong to a lot of them.
And the best part about this, sorry to interrupt you, but that being here for 10 years, I've never had that kind of engagement with these organizations, because we just didn't do it. But Karen is terrific at doing that. She's done, I know you're right here, an amazing job at North Shore, where we go to so many events. Karen, Kevin, and I go to tons of these things, and you start to remember people that remember you, and sure, it really absolutely helps business, because people then are aware of the theater, and we have a lot of time, a fun time going to those events.
It's, you know, very grassroots, and that's what we had to do to rebuild Massachusetts, and we're doing it down here again. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's really nice and rewarding to be a part of the community.
And people on WCRI probably recognize your voice, because for many years now, you're the commercial voice.
I am. Yes, I love it.
So one time I had the guy that does the Disneyland voice on my show, and he gave me the line, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls," and it sounded just like if you were Disney World.
Oh, that's awesome.
So now I think you ought to give us a little, you know, the Buddy Holly story is coming.
The Buddy Holly, okay, so Buddy Holly at Bill Haney's Theater by the Sea.
See, that is perfect. It's just like that. What a great imitation. That's
it's perfect. I do that once in a while when I'm home by myself.
It's funny, when I first started doing the ads, Bill was actually a little bit too embarrassed that I said it so powerfully and enthusiastically, because he was so shy, actually, when I first met him a few years back. And I said, we have to let people know, you know, how great the work is that we're doing.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And she is, and she, you know, that she has, and people have told me, who does all your commercials? Is she a professional? I don't know if she is a professional of that, but she sounds like a really professional. Do people see CVB?
Well, Mike knows my history before this was 16 years in classical radio in Massachusetts. So that not dissimilar to what we're doing right now.
All right. Let's get to a piece of music, and I want to come back and talk to Karen some more, particularly about one of the buildings attached to the theater. But right now, we're going to stick with West Side Story and do the very famous song, Tonight.
Only you, you're the only thing I'll see forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do, nothing else but you.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
The world is full of with suns and moons all over the place. Tonight, tonight, the world is wild and bright, going mad, shooting sparks into space. Today, the world was just an address, a place for me to live.
I can't stay. Go quickly.
I'm not afraid.
They are strict with me, please.
I love you.
Beautiful music from West Side Story. And speaking of beautiful, Theater by the Sea has beautiful scenery and lots of beautiful things to do. And Karen, I would like you to tell us about Bistro by the Sea. It's a wonderful place to go.
It is, and the food is delicious. You know, our longtime partner retired a couple of years ago, and we were thinking about who we wanted to put in there. And I just happened to, a couple of years ago, meet this guy at a Providence Warwick CVB meeting. And I thought, I've got to keep him in the back of my mind. What a great guy, local business owner. He owns Pamphilio's in Cumberland, but he also owns the Vanilla Bean right down the street.
And see, you fit right into Rhode Island, Karen. I know a guy.
I know a guy, and I grew up Italian in Springfield, so I know all this. And his name is Rich Paolo, and he and his wife Tanya run the restaurant for Bill, and they put out a great product, and we were just so fortunate to find him. He's like family, isn't he?
Yeah, they are terrific people.
And they have been with us. Is it
this will be the
second year?
Second, it'll be
going
the second year.
Feels like they've been with us forever,
doesn't it?
So second year, and they're doing all sorts of weddings off season, and they're going to open Mother's Day. They were open today for the first time, and so it's all been great.
So the people that want to go to the show can stop in the theater first and have dinner and then be
and they're even time. Yeah, and they're even open. And we're going to make a big deal about this year that they're open after the show for people to come in and have. Not even cabaret night. So they're open after the show. Come down and just and they're open for lunch. Kevin just said they're open for lunch also on the days of the shows. As you said, they're trying something different. They did the Mother's Day thing today, and they do a lot of weddings now because it's one of the best wedding spots anywhere because of
all
that.
The beautiful just, gardens.
You can do so much there if you want to do it in the theater, in the restaurant, on the beach, in the courtyard, the gazebo. It's a great wedding spot, and they've done a lot of those, and they're booking a lot of those. And they've just done, I got to say, I hope they're listening, they've done a great job because you never know when you bring somebody new on, and they fulfilled my needs. So they just, and we're happy to have them back.
Excellent, excellent. I look forward to another great season with the restaurant, particularly. And Karen, thanks for stopping by and
my
being
pleasure.
Part of the show.
It's like old home week here.
I know. We're going to bring Kevin back for the next segment, but right now we'll listen to one more song from West Side Story, take a short break, and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
If they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right. We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said, okay, no rumpus, no tricks. But just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix. Tonight, we're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. Get it to
tonight, the more they turn it on, the harder they fall. Well, they began it, well, they began it, and we're the ones to stop them once and for all. Tonight.
Anita's gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have her private little mix tonight. He'll walk in hot and tired, so what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they are. Today the minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is wide. Oh moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night.
We're counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight, that Puerto Rican punk will go down, and Wendy's hollin' uncle will tear up the town.
Tonight, so I can count on you, boy.
Tonight,
we're gonna have us a ball.
All right. Tonight,
there will be no morning star. I'll see you there about 8.
Tonight,
we're gonna rock this tonight.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Bill Haney and Kevin Hill from Theater by the Sea and talking about their new, very exciting season and all the wonderful things that go along with it. We just talked to Karen about the restaurant, Bistro by the Sea, and all the great opportunities there for dinner after the before the show and a little munch after the show and wedding business and all kinds of things going on. This is going to be a national historical landmark.
It already is.
Already is. See that? Well, you're just making it bigger and better all the time. We have air conditioning we talked about and the beautiful gardens and so forth and so on. And let's get to the shows. Well, we already talked about Buddy Holly opening up, and then it's going to be West Side Story. We just listened to some music from that. And then coming up after that, The Wizard of Oz.
It's exciting. This one is, we always seem to do the family show in the third slot. And Kevin, we're doing another flying show, which is always fun.
Another flying show. Yes. So that means literally flying, right?
Yep.
We take people and magically make them go above the stage or the audience or both.
Yeah, both.
We're still working on the audience part. Yeah. We did that, as you remember, with Mary Poppins, which was not done a lot in theaters except Broadway, I think, maybe a few of the tour cities, but we flew her above the audience, which is very tricky.
Yeah.
And we're working that now. We're not sure it's going to happen, but we're trying to do it.
As long as the dog doesn't go above the audience, because you can't control the dog quite as well. He might get a little nervous, and people would think that
we couldn't control Mary. The dog's...
the new air conditioning is leaking or something, you know, but...
Let's hope not.
No, but it's going to be... this is the show as you know it, but we've really... Where do you see the sets?
The sets are gorgeous.
Now, let's talk about the sets for a minute, because a lot of people may not realize. Sometimes I think... I know in the first segment when we were talking about Buddy Holly, I said, is this a production or the kind of a show that tours around? Mm-mm. And it's a production, and all of your productions there you make the sets, right? These are not things that come in from California or anywhere else there.
Well, this is interesting, and I'll tell you a quickie. The sets this time aren't made at Theater by the Sea. I know. We actually made them this January, February, March, April at North Shore.
Oh, but I mean,
We make them, absolutely. Yeah, we make them, design them. But the best part is we figured, and this is going to really be better for the audience, we can do better stuff, not under the guns of what the summertime brings us.
Sure.
So we built all this stuff, and it's almost in touring mode where it's going to be taken apart, put into a truck, brought to the theater, reassembled, and then we're going to save all these sets because you never know where they can go again. You know, some other theater might want them.
Yeah.
But we did it, and they're going to be bigger and better because of that.
Because what I mean is it's done under your...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just in a different... Yeah, without a doubt. No, again, just like North Shore, we build it. It's not on a truck. We build everything there, which gives it the charm and the flavor of being somewhat local in a professional way.
Yeah, and Karen, I'm going to tell a story on air that you may not have heard. There was a production, I can't remember what it was, a couple years ago, where someone was coming in, and it might have been Sandy Hackett, I'm not sure, was looking for where's this guy, where's Bill or something like that, and they said, well, he's over there painting, and so...
Yep.
So you've got your hands in everything, Bill. So
if not, I get bored.
Well,
no doubt about it. And we're going to go look at the theater today and see what more painting we can do before opening day, you know?
All right. So we're getting to...
I didn't say I could paint good, though.
Good painting. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz and Kevin, anything other exciting? Flying and nice
well,
sets?
Flying, and... well, we have our set designer this year is Kyle Dixon, and he designed Young Frankenstein last year, and we wanted to bring him on for our entire season this year.
Really?
Just amazing.
You're going to be there for the whole season doing all four shows.
Four shows. These
designs and sets are just beautiful. Again, we got to see them early because they're already built.
Yes.
Unlike usually have to wait for the whole summer.
Right. All right. Well, let's take a trip over the rainbow.
Someplace where there isn't any trouble. I wonder if there is such a place. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic the clouds darken up the skyway. There's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rise. beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
The classic Over the Rainbow. I believe the year was 1938. The theater was just a few years old when the movie Wizard of Oz was made. So back in the same time period. Lots of things happening at the theater. We talked about the shows that are coming in, and we talked about the bistro, and also mentioned that some shows have a cabaret in the bistro afterwards. You can get information about that online. And Kevin, lots of other things happening too.
Yeah, we have our 2016 Children's Festival, and we have shows such as Snow White, Lucky Bob, Alice in Wonderland, Aladdin, and Bubbleology.
Wow.
Coming to the theater.
Not all combined, great. Separate dates.
Separate dates, okay. All Fridays.
As well as the one the kids camp does.
And the kids camp is Alice in Wonderland.
Kids camp, and that does that start during the middle of the summer? Or
yes, the performance will be July 29th, and the camp takes place 2 weeks prior to that.
Oh, okay.
It's so a lot of fun.
Like information on that? All of that information is on the website at theaterbythesea, right?
Yes.
.com. All right. And so check all of that out. And Bill, I want to thank you for coming in. It was great to see you again. It's been a few months.
As always, absolutely.
And look forward to just a few weeks. We'll be back and we'll be talking specifically about the Buddy Holly story in that show and conducting conversations. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Karen, sitting now in the peanut gallery, thank you for coming by. All right. And let's get to one more song that we have that is a song from your last show of the season, which is Sister Act. I got to tell you a quick Sister Act story.
Go ahead.
My uncle, who I was very close to, retired to Reno, Nevada. And he was, liked to play the horses and visit the casinos and so forth. And he's sitting at a blackjack table one day when a guy walks up to him and says, "Do you mind if we film this table for a movie we're making?" And he says, "No." And he signs all the appropriate papers and does everything else. Within what he says was a whirlwind of a half an hour, the next thing you know, Whoopi Goldberg is introducing herself to them, and they film the original movie where she comes in, looks at him, looks at his cards, tells him what to play, and then runs through the casino as she's being chased.
And it survived the film. It's in the movie.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. So it's I have a little piece of my uncle who passed away, but I'll always have that to be able to look back on. So Sister Act is a great show, a lot of fun. And a lot
I had
of
it la- real quick. I had it last year. We'll elaborate later on in the season. But Kevin directed it for me last year at North Shore, and it was one of the best productions. And not because he's just sitting next to me right now that we've ever had there. It was just the heart, the comedy, everything was brought to that show, which I've seen from London through New York through Boston, and this was the best production, and that's why he's coming back to do it at Theater by the Sea.
There you go. So you'll be directing Sister Act.
Yes, and so choreographing.
Now, okay, so now that's the... And choreographing.
Yes.
You have nothing else to do.
No. Nope.
Now, let's just, because we got about another minute or two we can take. I just want to clear some things up. People always ask me, well, wait a minute, what's the relationship between Theater by the Sea and the North Shore Theater, and are the same shows done in one move to the other and
no.
so forth and so on, but not
no.
normally, right?
No, elements will. West Side Story being done in both theaters this year, so we'll take elements from the Theater by the Sea early production and bring it, and it could be cast members if they are as good as we expect them to be. They can go north to do that show, but for some reason, when I decide to do seasons, the titles come to me because they haven't been done in a while, and luckily it's at both theaters, so we're able to kind of do that. Like next year I'm doing a show at North Shore, and then the following year the same title at Theater by the Sea. So
right,
it
but it could have that. A different director, it could have different...
It often does, but yeah. No, actually, pretty much we've only done it a couple of times, but we kind of share it, because if we think we pick a good director, we want him to do both.
Sure, if he's available, you want
And if he does a bad job in the first one, he doesn't make the second one.
All right, well, we'll see how Sabelico goes with it. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. We're going to listen to a song from Sister Act. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
All things being even, here's what I believe in. Nothing matters more than love.
friendship and affection, real connection. It's a gift from above.
Every song that we play,
every prayer that we pray,
makes a bond in a way that's profound. We're just here to spread that love all around.
Of angels welcomes His Holiness the Pope. The Pope! Oh, welcome, Holy Father!
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.